Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello, everyone. Today is the first official Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack, your host. Jag, my partner and your other host on this show, he's unable to join in today, but he will be here for many future podcasts, so prepare yourself for that. It's October 15th, 2005, translated into the Mayan calendar. Today's date is Six Wisdom, a good day to sit on a rock. You know, this podcast took a little longer to launch than we had originally planned. Well, the fact is, apparently, we're not in charge of how things happen or when they happen, a lesson I'm getting much more acquainted with. You know, there's no sense in trying to push a rope, as they say. Going with the flow has been the order of business around here, so Six Wisdom is when it all begins. Thank you for tuning in. I'm glad you're choosing to listen. Hopefully you'll find this podcast has been worth the wait. Now, one thing we're going to be doing in the very near future is adding video casts. You'll be able to hear and see what the Mayan calendar is about. I wanted to give you some advance notice on this very exciting development. It'll make a big difference to be able to see the more complex aspects of this ancient and most astonishing calendar in action. Doing the video cast is one thing that held up our launch just a bit, but again, I'm sure you'll find it's been worth the wait. Okay. Here's your nitty-gritty report. There have been some wonderful comments at the Air Radio Forum about the MCC. I'd like to send a shout-out to Radiz and Fred for stopping by and posting their thoughts. This comment from Fred Wheeler, the moderator of Fred's World podcast, said, quote, "Interesting information in the MCC. I'm not sure what to make of it, but I'm interested enough to hear more." I adore that comment. I could butter bread with that comment. Fred, stick with us, and there's a very good chance you will understand exactly what to make of this Mayan calendar, that is. You are listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio for the inside. You're listening to an Airstream Indie Radio podcast. We'd like to invite you to visit the forum at www.airstreamradio.com. Post your comments, your suggestions, whatever you have to say. Andy Mack and Jag will be there to answer you. If you'd like to send an email, send to airstreamradio@pobox.com. And please remember to vote once a month for your favorite podcast at podcastalley.com. Visit the site, search for your favorite podcast, and vote. It really does matter. Your voice gets heard. And hopefully, your favorite podcast is the Mayan Calendar Cast. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, so let's get started with our topic for today. It is consciousness and calendars. Now, you may be thinking, what is so important about a calendar? Why am I even listening to this? Why should I care what calendar we use or what the Maya did thousands of years ago? What difference does any of it make in my life right now? Now, it may indeed seem odd that there should be such interest in an ancient calendar like that of the Maya. If you're not an archaeologist or history buff, why should you even care? It's a good and reasonable question. So let's answer it right here at the beginning. A calendar is the dead center of a society. A society is fundamentally and inescapably connected to its calendar. We're going to talk about this in more detail right now. A calendar is a civilization's agreement of what time it is and what time is. A physically or astrologically based calendar puts the focus of each day you live your life on the physical world. It literally produces a consciousness that says the earth and everything on it or in it is dead matter. People are resources in a society that has as its center a calendar that's physically or astrologically based. Points to people, and that means you and I, by the way, as being valued by what can be produced in a given amount of time. And there's no value beyond that. How many times has that been the value placed on your life? Isn't that what a resume is all about? How much you can produce in a given amount of time? Now, the Gregorian calendar is about the Earth's revolution around the sun. In other words, a physical object moving in space around other physical objects. So you see why it's called a physically based calendar. People, animals, trees, rivers, oceans, streams, lakes, land, sky, the Earth itself, all treated like a napkin. Something to use and throw away when the need for it or its usefulness has been exhausted. This subtle underlying message is present in every aspect of life in a civilization with that kind of a calendar at its center. The whole of the Mayan and Toltec civilizations celebrated each and every day of the Dzogchen and Tun calendars as sacred. Now today, we have special days designated as sacred holidays, Christmas and Easter as examples. Look at how the sacredness of those days has been eroded by our civilization's consciousness being fixed on physical rather than non-physical. A good Christmas has become about stuff being bought and sold. And little else. When newscasters report that it was a good Christmas, they mean a lot of money was spent. They mean a lot of stuff was bought and sold. A bad Christmas is when people don't spend. In fact, economists actually watch this season closely to determine how well the economy is doing or not doing, as the case may be. Another indicator of what consciousness, how it functions in a civilization that uses a physical calendar, is to look at relationships. Relationships of all kinds are fraught with this ideal that one should use what's available until they grow tired of it, then throw it away and move on the net to that next opportunity to gratify the senses. Everything is temporary. Nothing is connected to anything else. Are you beginning to get the idea of how valuable it is to consider the nature of our calendar? Would it ever occur to you that a calendar can literally condition your thinking, actions, your behavior, your life? A little bit of history here. The Gregorian calendar was put in place in 1582 by Pope Gregory, with the help of a few other folks, of course. And this calendar did not come on the scene without a struggle. To establish this calendar as the primary one used by our civilization exacted a very high cost. Millions of lives. Literally, people slaughtered. Ancient cultures annihilated. Knowledge burned, buried, and destroyed. The cost of adopting this physically based solar Gregorian calendar as the basis for our entire civilization was higher than you can imagine. One profound point here is that adopting this calendar, well, question is, did it actually, was it adopted or was it forced? That's for another podcast. But what it meant, nonetheless, was that an entire voice in history was silenced, crushed, removed from our global consciousness. The thought process, the cosmology, the input of the West was literally removed from history as if it never existed. I am, of course, talking about the Maya. In fact, most all of Mesoamerica. Now, in terms of how extensive the loss of the complete knowledge held by the Maya is to all of us today, well, it has meant the Western world today is void of its lineage, its ancestry. The Western mind is an orphan child. It's as if we in the West have no history, no ancestors, as if the West sprang out of the ground fully grown, as if the slate of our ancient memory has been wiped clean. As a result, the entire global consciousness has been affected. The Maya, the first civilization to use the zero, the first civilization to write, the most advanced mathematically and astronomically of its time. The Mayan Toltec civilization has a rich and complex history that had specific and, in fact, unduplicated knowledge that benefits the entire world, but it is utterly missing from our most basic education. Did you learn of the Maya in school? Any more than a cursory discussion? Did you learn the intricacies of a tune-based calendrical system in elementary school, middle school, high school, perhaps college? It goes beyond being a travesty that the most ancient and erudite voice of the Western world was simply silenced. The price for all of mankind today is that it has crippled the whole of our species for centuries to be able to see and consciously understand that which is non-physical. Still today, the people of both modern and ancient Mesoamerica are considered low on the totem pole, and no pun intended. The population of Mexico is 3 times that of the United States. This is a land with a rich and a complex history, a history that is, in fact, the cornucopia of the West, along with other Native American, the civilization of the Maya, are indeed the voice, the ancestors of the Western world. Here's a quote from an excellent article by researcher Ian Lundgold. Quote, "Each person who was born as an ancient Maya knew why they had come here to planet Earth. They also were taught as children how to best go about accomplishing their personal goals. This information was used to organize and run the entire culture of the Maya for more than 3,000 years. The Maya were so wise, they actually predicted the downfall of their own civilization. They knew that the flower of their civilization's knowledge would fade to later become the seeds of new consciousness. Those predictions came from the Maya Tune calendar, and those predictions came true 500 years after they were written, right on schedule with the arrival of Cortez." A calendar does indeed condition our thinking, and if the calendar we use today is physically astrologically based, that kind of conditioning is insidious, with a capital I. You really wouldn't think a calendar is a philosophical statement, but it is, and that's all the more reason to have a closer look. A seemingly harmless mechanism that's conditioning the mind, thoughts, and outlook of everyone, a mechanism that operates almost completely undetected. Now, if there is a machine, as depicted in the sci-fi film The Matrix, one that's got the whole world caught up in a dreamlike state, in materialism, in complete disregard for life on every level, an excuse. Well, no, it's more than that. Our calendar provides an incentive to rape, pillage, and plunder the earth and all life on it, because there will always be tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, an endless repetition over and over with no consequence. If that's not insidious, damned if I know what is. It fits the bill to the T. The Gregorian calendar is the foundation of all economic agreement around the world today. And, special note, it is the calendar installed on every computer in the world. It's time for a brain rest. Consider what you've just heard, take a deep breath, and listen to this beautiful tune by Bjorn Lynn called Sun Temple. I'll be right back with more on consciousness and calendars. That is Sun Temple by Bjorn Lynn. And you're invited to go check the show notes to find out more about this artist and hear more of his work. You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio for the inside. You know, when I lived in Los Angeles a few years ago, there was a running joke among my friends, friends who were artists, actors, musicians, people working to make their dreams come true in, well, a little bit of a rough city. We'd say to one another, take my wallet, take my money, but for God's sakes, don't take my day runner. Everything depended on that little book. All my friends carried one around like it was the Holy Grail. None of us realized it was just that. The Gregorian calendar is exactly why our world as a whole can reasonably hold such hollow and disconnected values about life, the earth, and our place in the scheme of creation, which according to this calendar is no place. Time is merely a temporal measurement concerned only with our little speck of mud going around our little sun. It sets matter primary to spirit rather than the other way around. It is a very small calendar which perpetuates a materialist worldview that inundates our thoughts, actions, and behavior. And you know, all of this is done below conscious level. A sacred calendar, by contrast, is a different kind of agreement about what day it is, about what time it is, about what time is. In the case of the calendar of the Maya, it is based on a deeper, more holistic truth, a connected and integrated worldview where spirit is primary to matter. So what is our first step in the process of investigating what the Mayan calendar is really all about. Well, our first step is to know the difference between physically and spiritually based time. Our first step is to consider this idea. And our next step, almost immediately necessary, is to experience it for ourselves. Here's another quote from Lundgold. According to the Maya, each day in creation has its own sacred energy and purpose. This energy permeates all reality, seen and unseen. There are 260 different combinations of 20 different day lord energies, or sacred sun signs, and 13 different galactic energies, or tones, sent as light frequencies from the central sun of our galaxy. The central sun of our galaxy is called Hunab-Ku by the Maya, which means the one giver of movement and measure. Each of the day lords, or sacred sun signs, has a personality, and each of the galactic energies, or tones, have a purpose or intent. This combination gives each day a personality and an intent. When you came into a body in this life, you came with one of those 260 energy combinations. Think of a board or a grid with 260 different sized and shaped holes. Your particular personal signature or energy and intent for this lifetime fits one and only one of these holes. That was the day on the Mayan calendar that you were born. You resonated with creation's vibrations on that day, and here you are. Every 260 days, that energy is recreated, and you will find, as you follow the Mayan calendar, that you do indeed resonate to creation on that day.
Hi, Mary. I heard that you can vote for your favorite podcast at some directory on the web. Can you tell me how to get there?
Aye, Ronnie. You head for podcastalley.com. You vote right there for your favorite podcast.
Well, how did you vote?
Well, for the Mayan calendar cast, of course. You mean you haven't voted yet?
Not yet.
Aye, Ronnie. Well, if we don't get in the top 10, it can't stay on the air.
Mama.
No, no excuses. Don't call me again until
okay.
You've voted. Go. Now.
Aye, Mary.
Voting for Mayan Calendar Cast once a month can save your love life. It can keep this podcast on the air, and it will get into the ears of more people. Help us make it number one. Go to AirstreamRadio.com and vote right from the front page. Absolutely, everyone. Please remember to vote. And, of course, visit us online at AirstreamRadio.com. Sign up for Air Radio Head E-zine, and do it the easy way, because we will send you a gentle reminder and a link right to the voting page. So easy. So today we've been talking about calendars and consciousness. In our next episode, we'll be talking about the Zolk'in and the Tun in much more detail. What they look like, how they work, what makes them tick. Tune in to find out what a tune-based system is. In the meantime, visit our website and check out our special report number one. In this report, you'll be able to find out your own true Mayan birth date. You can find out what your soul intent and purpose is. You can begin tuning in to the sacred calendar by knowing when you stepped into the river of time. That is your special day. Learn what your true Mayan birth date is. This report is hand-created just for you. Last but not least, as you know, we produce all our podcasts in a 69 vintage Airstream, hence the name, and it just so happens we'll be picking up stakes this weekend, well, in fact, later today, and moving to a new location. I'll be posting a brief soundseeing tour on the MCC a late Sunday night, so check it out. That's the more rugged side of air radio podcasting, recorded on our iRiver and passed on to you, so you can consider our station yours. I'm Andy Mack from Mayan Calendar Cast and Air Radio Podcasting. Remember, learn to tune to the tune of life itself. I will see you next time. For myself and Jag, have a great weekend.
Level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.